Now,
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's morning show. Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
Now, Joe Supple is the Holiday Doctor. Hi, Joe.
Declan, how are you getting on?
Come on, you're a frequent visit now to the Canary Islands because you were in Tenerife there recently and now more recently Lanzarote. How many Canary Islands are and what is it about the climate there?
I just love it because I suppose, you know, if you're going to go maybe sort of January, February time to sort of like mainland Spain, you're taking a chance at the weather. A friend of mine just back from Fungarola, very cold down there in the evenings. And, you know, you're only getting those temperatures sort of 12 to 14 degrees. So that's not, you know, it's not the comfortable sort of weather. That's what we're having today, 12 to 14. That's how it would feel. But I suppose with the Canary Islands, you're sort of almost guaranteed that 20 to 25. Once you get over to 20 degrees, you don't have that big breeze and you get somewhere where you can sort of contain yourself. Although, Declan, I was there last year, a week before this, and it was, you know, when the cloud came, you could feel the cold. This time, beautiful blue skies, really, really nice, 20 to 25 degrees, very, very comfortable. And it's great. But, you know, I suppose for people who haven't been to Lanzarote before, Lanzarote is one of my favourite places to go. I love Tenerife.
Is it a long island? Because people go over, they say, well, it's one big sort of promenade that goes on for miles.
Yeah,
and the airport at the top and Puerto del Carmen at the bottom.
That's it. Well, you literally, from the airport, it is about 10-minute transfer. That's one thing I love about it as well. Puerto del Carmen is about 10 minutes transfer. You do have a few other different resorts around, like Costa de Guise and stuff. They're all about an hour and a half away. Playa Blanca. So there's all different resorts that you can book. I mean, Puerto del Carmen has been hugely popular with the Irish for many, many, many years. And again, a lot of Irish entertainers go down there and sing in the local bars and things like that. That's how popular it is. For people who haven't been there before, the flight is about just over four hours down. I flew down with Aer Lingus, and again, prices starting there at €69 each way. But also remember, I keep getting this question from listeners, is baggage included? You get a 10 kilo bag free check-in, which is great. So if you're going for a week, you can manage that, put your backpack on, put your extra bit of clothes in there, so you've got plenty, as opposed to having to buy a 20 kilo bag to check in. But just make sure that you don't bring the 10 kilo through to security, because then you're stuck, you're going to have to pay the €50 or whatever it is at the gate itself. So yeah, it's a 10 minute transfer down there. I stayed in the Aqua Suites. I broke it up a little bit, Declan, because, you know, normally I like to go down maybe an all-inclusive hotel 7 nights, but Aqua Suites is one of my favourite hotels. It's a small boutique hotel, it's a 4-star hotel. I have to say, one of the best breakfasts I've probably ever had in the hotel, and even this year exactly the same way. So we stayed there for 3 nights, and the reason I decided to do that was it means I could go to my favourite restaurants just down in Puerto del Carmen. So you're literally walking 5 minutes down the road, you're down to the beautiful little Irish bar, which we really liked. Not one of your crazy Irish bars, but just a nice little Irish bar, like sort of being in the middle of Cork or Kerry and just walking into this little local bar. Also went to one of our favourite Indian restaurants. Now, wait for this, Declan. Starters, main course, 3 of us there for dinner. Starters, main course, bottle of wine, a few little drinks, your starters to go, a couple of beers, €65 for 3 people.
And is that because the tax regime on the Canaries is different? Or is it different?
It is different. It's still tax-free when you're over there as well. So it's the same for the people who run the operations there. And there's so much competition as well, especially in the old town in Puerto del Carmen. There will be huge competition there. So, and again, they've introduced these sort of like all-inclusive hotels as well, which takes a bit of business as well, which I'll be talking about a place now in a minute, which I really, really liked. But it's a great place to go. I always thoroughly enjoyed it. Anyone into sort of like water sports and you know, windsurfing and stuff, it's hugely popular. I used to go out in the mornings and watch them all, you know, kind of get out for the big walk in the morning, get rid of the cobwebs from the night before. Maybe I had one or two more drinks that I should have had, Declan. You know, that happens occasionally.
Indeed.
When you're on the old holidays. So we stayed there. So that's the Aqua Suites, definitely worth checking out there. Very popular with the Irish. Then I moved to a hotel called the Rio Paraiso Hotel. I've spoken about that before. They're a huge, big brand within Spain, and we even have one in Dublin. The Gresham Hotel is now a Rue Hotel. It's a 4-star plus all-inclusive. And I had looked it up before I went, and I thought, it looks really nice. It's a big place. 598 rooms in the hotel. It's huge. Absolutely huge.
I mean, is it... you know, just teeming with people?
No, it's not. That's the thing. It looks like, so you've got the one big main hotel, which obviously your entrance in, and then you walk sort of bridgeway across to the next part, which brings you into more accommodation. And it's like those little mini villas, downstairs, upstairs, and then you have the main sort of part of the hotel as well. Didn't feel like that at all. Even when you're going for lunch, queues move very, really, really quickly. You've got all the hot stations there. Same with breakfast in the morning. You're the guys there making your omelets, pancakes, whatever you want. It all moves very quickly. Never the problem getting a table service. And again, it's all inclusive, Declan. So, you know, you're getting all your drinks included, everything on the package as well. But also, if you're thinking about, if families are thinking about booking something like this, the kids clubs are great, and the entertainment, they look after the kids during the day. I know some people argue with that. My cousin used to always have the argument saying, but I'm going to wait with my kids. I want to enjoy my time with them. But you can break it up a little bit, you know, have fun with your kids in the morning and dump the kids. Did I say the word dump? Dump the kids into the kids club and have your own little bit of adult time. And again, like that, they'd had a quiet area, which was, have to say, big resort. One day we didn't actually leave the resort. I just walked around. I had a bit of fun here, a bit of lunch, a bit of whatever. I did 15,000 steps. So it's quite big, you know, to walk around. Beautiful lush gardens and things like that. But food options are great as well, because you also have a choice of an Asian restaurant, which you can book, which is like, you have to book that. Or they have the local Canarian restaurant. So you book that. And then the most amazing, like, little food stations. You have your lovely table there as well. It almost feels like a la carte, but you have the chefs there cooking all the food fresh in front of you, which is really, really good. And then they also have the little snack bars there as well. So when you're over in the quiet zone, the adults area, you have a little snack bar there where the chef is cooking little bits of food. And then you've got your draft beer, your wines, your whatever you want, spirits and stuff like that, all included in it. So for people thinking about, you know, I know how much I'm going to spend. Literally, I didn't take the wallet out for the 4 days that we were there, because everything is looked after. So you're talking about in and around couple of hundred euro per night. But if you're a family, you could get one of the family rooms, which are very spacious, and they're like lovely two big terraces. I had a look at the rooms when I was there, and really, really nice. It's definitely one that I would highly recommend. So it's the Rue Pariso Hotel, and it's the four and a half star all-inclusive hotel. And again, from there, I know we were talking about this the last day, I went on a lovely walk one day, which you head sort of towards the airport. That's the great thing I love about Puerto del Carmen, is it's like literally less than a 10 minute transfer. So we went for a nice big walk up, which a lot of people do. And literally, when you get to this big, you know, sort of like awning and fence, the planes are coming in over your head, literally over your head as you're watching them. It's an amazing experience to watch. It took me about 40 minutes. I'm a power walker, but I'd say about an hour to walk down there and enjoy that. But again, you head down the other side and you've got that beautiful old town in Puerto del Carmen, and the food. And I did spot those little bars, Declan, that you like, the 150 beers, you know, always good to have as well. So anyway, I would definitely recommend, if you're thinking about going away, Lanzarote is great, whether it's, you know, booking something now or maybe looking for something in September or the summertime. Can get quite hot over there.
Yeah, I would just say the summertime is just far too hot, isn't it?
It is. Look, people still go there. It's still hugely popular. But again, I suppose a lot of the Spanish mainland people go there who have holiday homes. And then, of course, in Lanzarote, you've got that beautiful breeze as well. So even if it's hot, it feels like a slightly bit cooler, which is nice. So definitely worth checking out if you're looking at booking something nice for yourselves for either a bit of winter sun or a little bit of summer sun. Okay. Pack the bags and go, Declan.
All right. Well, you've had a good time now. I expect some work now after all that.
Oh, I shall do. I'm on the case, Declan.
Thanks very much indeed.
Great stuff.
And that there is the Holiday Doc, Joe Supple.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show. Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.